Connecticut's Freedom of Information Commission ruled in September that the recording should be released to the media. The prosecutor in the case, Danbury State's Attorney Stephen Sadansky, asked for a stay while he appeals the order. In this exchange with Sadansky on Friday, New Britain Superior Court Judge Elliot Prescott declared he needed to listen to the recordings.
All I have right now is your representation in this courtroom about what is contained on those tapes. Don't I have to listen to them?
Not for the stay, but if Your Honor would like to, I'm not going to object to it.
Sadansky urged Judge Prescott to consider the anguish releasing the tapes could cause for victims' families. He said the judge should also consider the effect on other people who might hesitate to call 911 in the future because they'd fear their voices might end up on a newscast. The Associated Press had asked for the recordings, claiming they were needed in order to examine police response to the December 14th massacre, in which 20 children and 6 educators were killed. The next hearing in the case is on November 25th. Ebong Udama, WSH News.